Pick a side. That, let's just start with that. Pick a side. Are you pro-terrorists or are you pro-Israel? Because there is no in-between at this point. Look at what has happened in this country. I'm not talking about in the Middle East. All right, I'm not talking about in the Gaza Strip. I'm not talking about in Israel. I'm talking about in the United States of America in the last 24 hours. You had pro-Palestinian rioters attack and spit on Jews in New York City. This is when I go back to what I was saying. Pick a side. These pro-terrorist Palestinian demonstrators were filmed Thursday as they attacked Jews in broad daylight in Manhattan, harassing and beating pro-Israeli counter-demonstrators, shooting fireworks at a crowd of onlookers and spitting on diners eating in a local restaurant, all because they were Jews. Does it sound familiar? Because if you study history, this sounds exactly like what Jewish people were dealing with during World War II under Adolf Hitler. Some of the violence that has come out and the videos coming out show Palestinians and a large fight breaking out between the two sides facing off in Times Square. Again, this is not in Gaza, not in the Middle East. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators appeared to instigate and escalate the violence. One group even burned an Israeli flag. Pick a side. I know what side I'm on. I'm on the side of the Israelis because they're not terrorists. They don't kill their own people trying to kill other people like they do in Gaza with the rockets that come down on their own people. They don't use children as human shields. They don't go around spitting on people because of who they are, which is exactly what's happening in America. Former New York State Assemblyman Dov Heinken, a pro-Israel Democrat who is also the founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism, documented the violence, as did several citizen journalists who witnessed the violence as unfolded. Don't worry, the mainstream media not going to tell you about what I just talked about. Palestinians also harassed fleet drivers by attacking them in Manhattan, threatening violence while screaming anti-Semitic slurs at them. There was also a firebomb that happened in Israel. That's right. In America. In New York, Palestinians threw firebombs at Jews in New York City, all caught on video. Why is this not on the mainstream media? Why isn't this on the nightly news? One Palestinian assailant was arrested, unclear if he was the firebomber. That also was caught on video. But an explosive device was thrown at a crowd in New York City's Diamond District amid pro-Palestinian protests. Now, the Diamond District, if you've ever been there, is a extremely large Jewish community in a street that is Jewish in its community. The Diamond District has predominantly Jewish individuals on the street in the Diamond District. So, of course, if you are pro-terrorist, pro-Palestine, let's go get in the face of the traditional Jewish population in the Diamond District in New York City. This is, again, not in the Middle East. Live at 5. That's what one TV station put it. In the Diamond District, a group of Palestinians came through and threw explosives at the Jews. Yeah. Pro-Palestinian thugs running wild through the Diamond District on 42nd Street in NYC, where many Jews work. Just spoke with the father of a 29-year-old Jewish man who was seriously injured when Palestinians viciously and violently attacked him. He's at Bellevue Hospital in serious condition. Where's the mayor? Where's the governor? MIA. Jews under attack is what Dov Hinkins tweeted out later yesterday. Palestinians also decided to harass drivers as they were just working in the area. They attacked an innocent Jewish man in the middle of the street with traffic, beating him into critical condition. Where's the mayor? Where's the governor? Where's the president of the United States of America? Videos of other attacks in America have also emerged over the last 24 hours, including one of a large group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators who decided to go find Jewish individuals, many of them looking and wearing traditional Jewish clothing. They decided to go over to them and throw water bottles at the diners, an older man and his wife. The man threw the bottle back at the protesters and spit on him and tried to attack him. Welcome to terrorists in America. Some videos appear to show fights between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrators. According to reports on social media, police eventually dispersed the crowds. The New York Post reported pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed and fireworks sent people running near Times Square Thursday as tensions in the regions spilled into the streets of Manhattan. A small explosive was also thrown from a pickup truck in the Diamond District on 47th Street, sending worried bystanders running for safety. The pickup truck was part of a convoy of vehicles waving Palestinian flags. A 55-year-old woman, a senior, sustained burn injuries to her lower back. The Diamond District, as I said a moment ago, is a predominantly Jewish area with many kosher restaurants. The Post noted, ironically, that the violence broke out after news of a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian Hamas terrorists emerged. Several commentators on social media noted the lack of outrage and the silence from the mainstream media and politicians as this is taking place. You have a man in the United States of America in one of the busiest streets in Manhattan, the Diamond District. And I have dear Jewish friends in the Diamond District. Dear Jewish friends. All of my family's jewelry has come from the Diamond District. I have several that I checked on yesterday. They said they are now officially terrified to go to work. They're walking in groups for protection. They're afraid they're going to be mugged. They're afraid they're going to be beaten. They're afraid they're going to be killed. That's exactly what they're doing right now. They're attacking and they beat a man in the Diamond District in broad daylight. He is in critical condition. Not a single word from the mayor. Not a single word from the president of the United States of America. Not a single word from the vice president. You want to know why? Because half the Democratic Party is pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas. That's why. Look at the squad. Look at what the squad's in favor of. They're in favor of Hamas. They're in favor of terrorists. They hate the Jews. They want to exterminate the Jews. This, again, was happening in the United States of America. And this all happened. Everything I just mentioned happened after there was a ceasefire that was agreed upon in Israel between Hamas, the Palestinians, and Israel. Not in this country. Palestinians, get together. Let's go. Start burning some stuff down. Let's find some random Jewish people. Kosher restaurants. Let's attack. Spit on them. Let's try to kill them in the streets. In America. And the president of the United States of America doesn't have a damn thing to say about it. It's disgusting. It's anti-Semitic. It is racist. It is also extremely dangerous because the people you're allowing to do this are actual domestic terrorists in this country, and you're doing nothing to stop it. I want you to just imagine for a second the outrage if a bomb, an explosive device, would have been thrown at Democrats anywhere in the country. Imagine what the Democrats would say if somebody drove by in a van or a truck with a Trump flag and threw out an explosive device at an Antifa or Black Lives Matter protest. These are the same people losing their minds over what happened on January the 6th, where more than 400 people have already been arrested. It's been the most incredible display of the government coming together to make sure every single person that broke the law is charged with a crime. I'm fine with that, by the way. You break in the Capitol, you deserve to go to jail. I have no issue with that. I want to make that clear. But where are they on this one? Because you have Palestinians with flags on their cars running around and going to a street that is predominantly Jewish, the Diamond District, and you have a car throw out an explosive device at Jewish Americans working in the New York Diamond District, and the president of the United States of America doesn't condemn this. The governor of the state of New York doesn't condemn this. The mayor of New York doesn't condemn this. Can you not see what's going on here and around the world is what I would say to everyone right now. Pay attention. All these are not protest groups, okay? These are nothing but terrorist agitators, Marxist agitators. They're one and the same at this point. But there is no outrage for this happening to Jewish innocent people in New York City. Not anywhere. This isn't happening anywhere else. This is in America. Imagine what they would say. Here's the other thing that should scare the hell out of everyone listening right now, and that's this. New poll numbers are out saying, and this is how much hatred there is, anti-Semitic hatred there is, for Jewish people in this country and around the world, apparently, from the Democratic Socialist Party. Only 15.5% of Democrats blame Hamas for the current violence in Israel. Only 15% of Democrats blame a terrorist organization which attacked Israel first again, indiscriminately killing people again. Only 15.5% of Democrats blame the terrorist group for the current Middle East violence, according to a new poll that came out. 38% of Democrats, socialists, Marxists, believe Israel is to blame for the current violence, while 34% don't know. So almost 40% of Democrats are blaming Israel, who was attacked, and Israel, who is using surgical strikes to go after terrorists, trying not to kill innocent people. You want to know how sick these terrorists are that the Democratic Party is now defending? I go back to the other interesting number that no one, the media, is talking about. The terrorist organization, Hamas, and the Palestinians, who are working together to try to kill anybody they can, have bombarded their own people with 20% of their rockets that they fire are actually killing their own people in Gaza. Let me explain how the Iron Dome works. The Iron Dome works really well. A rocket goes off from terrorists. There's a defensive mechanism called the Iron Dome, which shoots a rocket at those rockets and blow them up in the sky so no one dies. It's pretty amazing technology if you think about it. I mean, it's truly incredible. It's unbelievable. There is one vulnerability with the Iron Dome. One, if you can overrun it for 1 second, you might get a rocket or two to get through. Gaza has spent $175 million on terror rockets in a week. I want you to think about that number. Where's that money coming from, folks? To terrorists. It's coming from the Palestinian Authority. It's coming from America because we just gave the Palestinians millions and millions of dollars that we had cut off under the Trump administration as soon as Biden got back into office. And now we know that Gaza, the Palestinians, these terrorists, have spent $175 million on terror rockets in a week. But has no money, by the way, for vaccines or education. Let that sink in for a moment. That's how you know that they are a terrorist organization. They only care about killing people. And if you look at the numbers, they don't even care if they kill their own people. 20% of the rockets, because they fire them off so quickly, so indiscriminately, they just don't care. Of all the rockets the Palestinian terrorists have shot off, they've been bombing their own people at about 20% of the time. 700 rockets fired from Gaza by Hamas and other terrorist groups land in Gaza, often killing innocent Palestinian civilians who they then go tape record, video, put up on the internet, and claim through propaganda that Israel actually killed them. The Israeli Defense Force concluded this week that an airstrike on the first day of the fighting that killed a family of eight was not an Israeli operation, but a Palestinian rocket gone awry, a frequent occurrence in the ongoing war. The Associated Press reported, remember the same Associated Press that shares office space with terrorists, Israeli military officials say a mysterious explosion that killed eight members of a Palestinian family on the first day of the current round of fighting in the Gaza Strip was caused by a misfired Palestinian rocket, not an Israeli airstrike. Lieutenant Colonel, a military spokesman, said the rocket was launched in Gaza, fell inside Gaza, and killed almost an entire family. They went on to say it was clearly not an Israeli attack. A senior military official on Wednesday said the incident was investigated and Israel did not strike that area where the family members were killed that night. The officer said a total of 700 rockets, roughly one-fifth of the total launch by the Palestinian militants, failed to reach Israel and land inside of Gaza. So how many people have been killed by friendly fire? You think these terrorists care? So now in this country, we have these same terrorists who are going around indiscriminately beating, attacking, trying to kill Jewish people in this country after a ceasefire was called between the Palestinians and Israel. And nobody in the administration, not a single major Democrat, has come out to condemn it. And the reason why is they look at their polls like, oh, well, hold on a second. I guess we don't want to be big friends with Israel anymore. I guess we don't want to really go to bat for Israel anymore because we got a bunch of our communist members that hate Israel. Israel's too conservative for them, right? They want to back, and the squad wants to back the Palestinians. This is part of socialism, folks. It's part of Marxism. You go after, you attack anyone who believes in freedom, anyone that believes in any form of democracy, anyone that doesn't believe in a true civil society. That's all they're doing, not just in this country, but around the world. It's very clear right now that is the ball game for them. Let's talk about hate crimes classification for a second for what just went on in the last 24 hours in the United States of America. How is it that the left, who is obsessed with hate crimes, has not come out and said that this is a hate crime when you specifically target someone solely based on their religion, on their creed, right? On the color of their skin? Isn't that what they say is a hate crime? When you have Jews that are being attacked on the streets of New York City in restaurants by pro-Palestinian extremists, terrorists, flags being burned, people being attacked to the point where they are in the hospital in critical condition. Jews were attacked in Jewish businesses in New York City following the announcement of a ceasefire in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinian terrorists, which, by the way, Joe Biden is trying to take credit for right now. He had nothing to do with this ceasefire. Let's be very clear. He has been hands off. And then they get this done and they're like, hey, go out there and claim credit for it. Take a listen to this.
Over the last 11 days, I've spoken to the prime minister 6 times. I've also spoken with President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority more than once and part of our intense diplomatic engagement. And I want to also thank the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, our National Security Advisor, and everyone on our team for their incredible efforts to bring this about, this outcome that we're about to see. You know, we've held intensive high-level discussions, hour by hour, literally, Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and other Middle Eastern countries, with the aim of avoiding the sort of prolonged conflict we've seen in previous years when the hostilities have broken out. I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy. I also appreciate the contributions of other parties in the region who've been engaged in working toward the end of hostilities.
This guy hasn't done crap in the Middle East. This guy hasn't done anything to stop any of this. If anything, he's been hands off. But if you want to know how you get away with what is happening right now, let me connect it to a perfect example of the total systemic racism that is in the Democratic Party and what is being taught in the Democratic Party right now. Look at Chicago. The mayor in Chicago has now come out and said that she will not do interviews with white reporters, will not answer white reporters' questions. The mayor there says she will only speak to black or brown reporters. This is not a joke. She has come out and she has said, if a white mayor said the same thing, imagine what this country would do. Imagine if a white mayor in America, I don't care if Republican or Democrat, came out and said, I'm only going to speak to white reporters. I'm not going to speak to black and brown reporters. Can you imagine what the media would do? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine CNN, MSNBC, Black Lives Matter protests? They'd be burning down the city. You have the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, clearly a hardcore racist. The mayor defending her statement, announcing she would only be allowing one-on-one interviews with minority reporters for the time being. Listen to this.
Well, look, I think in this one day, when we are looking at the 2-year anniversary of my inauguration, as a woman of color, as a lesbian, it's important to me that diversity is put front and center.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot defending her most unusual decision to only invite black and brown journalists to her office for one-on-one interviews. The move infuriated the mostly white City Hall press corps. The outrage exploded on Twitter. One Latino newspaper reporter wrote, he agreed to the sit-down but backed out to make a point.
If I, as the black woman mayor, the first ever, don't challenge us, the collective us, to do better, to really make sure that in every institution it reflects the diversity and nuance and texture of our city, then shame on me.
Mayor Lightfoot is known to clash with opponents or those who question her. Reporting on leaked emails revealed the mayor, upset about critical reporting and commentary, canceled her Chicago Tribune subscription.
There are some folks you've been feuding with, some of them my white colleagues. Some people look at this as sort of a payback.
It has nothing to do with that. The facts are the facts. Look at the people who cover City Hall.
I mean, if this is what a mayor of one of the biggest Democratic-run cities in America is saying, I will not sit down with white reporters. I will only sit down with black reporters and brown reporters. And this is nothing but racism. Yes, you can be a racist and be a minority. This is clear racism in the entire Democratic Party. Why do you think Palestinians are running around throwing bombs out of their cars in New York and beating the hell out of Jews, spitting on Jews, finding them where they're eating and attacking Jews, putting them in a hospital in critical condition in the United States of America? They're learning it from these leaders. Because this is now acceptable in the Democratic Party. This is okay in the Democratic Party. Lori Lightfoot is a mayor of a predominant, massive Democratic city, one of the biggest cities in America. And she says, you can't sit down with me unless the color of your skin is the color I agree to talk to. That is racism. That is bigotry. You want to know why the Democratic Party has power right now? It's because they realize the only way they can gain it is through division, through racism, and through bigotry. You turn everything into racism. You turn everything into bigotry. You turn everything into you can't tell me what I can and cannot say. And everything that's extreme, we demand is normal. And we try to silence people. And this is how you get supporters. Go back to the poll. Only 15% of Democrats blame a terrorist organization for the current Middle East violence, when the terrorist organization, 20% of the rockets, is actually killing their own people. 38% of Democrats believe Israel is to blame for the current violence. 34% say, I don't know. That's 100% brainwashing. And by the way, it appears very obvious to me that Joe Biden has sided with a 15.5%, relaying in a phone call Wednesday to the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu that he, quote, expected a significant de-escalation on the today, as he put it, on the path to a ceasefire. You think America would take this crap from another country if we were under attack from Canada? If we were under attack by terrorists randomly lobbing as many missiles as they can and rockets across the border at us, killing innocent people, we wouldn't put up with this crap for a second. So why is it that we want a country like Israel to put up with this? Why? Why on earth would we expect them to put up with it? We would never, ever allow this to happen in America. So why are we then advocating for it to continue to happen in the Middle East? And it's a hate crime what happened to these innocent Jewish people yesterday. It's a hate crime if you walk up to someone solely because of their religion and you spit on them and attack them while they're eating dinner. When you go to their neighborhood where they go to work and you attack them and drag them in the streets and beat them, and no one has come out and denounced this. It is pure evil of the Democratic Socialist Party. And you got a president that wants to come out and then act like he's taking credit for a ceasefire? I have no idea how long this ceasefire is going to last. I have no idea if it's even something that we should look at as being real. It may just be a pause. It may just be for the Palestinian Hamas to reorganize. It may be that they just ran out of some cash from terrorists, right? They ran out of the American dollars, by the way, that we gave them, and the amount of rockets that they are shooting right now. This is a lot of money they're spending. They're spending millions of dollars, $175 million in a week on rockets to kill innocent people. But they don't have any money, they say, for vaccines, so we're supposed to send those to them for free as well. This is exactly what the Jews had to deal with in World War II. They were singled out. They were surrounded. They were mocked. They were beaten. They were spit on. They were treated as less than. That is exactly what we've allowed to happen in this country. This president has not denounced it. The Democratic Party has not denounced it. The mayor in New York has not denounced it. If you are a Jewish individual in this country today, how terrified would you be to know that the people that are in charge right now, this is how they are treating you and your faith? I hope every one of you will share this podcast to expose the extreme left and what they're doing right now. Please share it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on the Ben Ferguson podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for telling your family and friends and sharing this.